Welcome to the Domestic Fuel Cast, a podcast devoted to news and information about alternative fuels and energy. Produced and hosted by Zimcom New Media.
Algae backers have a beef with the lack of Department of Energy, DOE funds for their industry. I'm John Davis reporting.
I have been told by the DOE biomass program, the congressional mandate says that the DOE can take taxpayer money and only spend it on algae research at universities, not on any commercial production.
Barry Cohen, the executive director at the National Algae Association, says that is not furthering our goals of using the green microbes to possibly help our bioenergy supply system.
If you were to talk to any algae researcher over the last 35 years, every algae researcher will tell you three standard, and I do mean standard things, and that is, it's too expensive, it can't be done, and we need more research. And my answer to that is that, you know, we've been researching algae at universities for 60 years, and with all due respect to the algae researchers, not one algae researcher has commercialized anything.
Well, Cohen does admit that the guy who patented the process used by California-based Sapphire might be the exception. But he says it still does not justify the lack of support from DOE for commercial algae. And he says he got a shocking answer when he confronted a DOE official about this disparity, asking for just a small piece of the pie.
I even asked the DOE if there was any way they could take 10%, just 10%, of what they're spending currently on algae research and spend that for commercial production. And I was told by the head of the DOE biomass program that we needed to hire a lobbyist to change the congressional mandate. To which we never hired a lobbyist, never thought we needed a lobbyist. We could not understand why the DOE themselves could not go to Congress themselves, since they are giving out grants, and educate Congress that, you know, monies that maybe in order to create value in any of these algae technologies, we needed to be able to prove them in a commercial environment, in commercial production, for them to have any value. And we're a little disappointed that the DOE has not communicated that to Congress.
He goes on to point out that he believes if algae-based commercial operations receive the same government support that universities get, they could have a viable, commercialized, algae-based fuel within a year and not have the same slow track record that academia now posts.
In business, you're not given 60 years to research anything. You're not even given 6 months. So it's not an argument. My response to the DOE has been, unless you're able to prove these technologies in a commercial environment, they have absolutely no value.
Cohen says the National Algae Association has a business incubator site, and the organization just recently announced that one of the incubator companies developed large commercial-scale algae growing units for algae farms, the Algae Growth Cell, the first large-scale commercial growing unit successfully tested at an NAA incubator site.
Algae research will go on in the background. Enhancements to existing algae research will go on in the background. But my feelings are is that today, algae technologies do not have any value unless that they can be proven, number one, outside of the lab, and number two, can prove that they can scale. And that's what NAA is all about.
Cohen is optimistic now that algae seems to be starting to be transferred under the auspices of the U.S. Department of Agriculture that his industry will find a more friendly ear at USDA. But he concludes it really comes down to a choice we have to make.
At the end of the day, You know, the question is, do we want to create jobs in the United States? Do we want to get off of foreign oil? Do we want to create all these new industries and new products from algae? Or do we want to research, do algae research for another 60 years? That's the question.
I'm John Davis reporting.
You've been listening to the Domestic Fuel Cast, the official podcast of DomesticFuel.com. Check out the website daily for the latest good news about the alternative energy industry.